WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
He's just a man! What the Rock is cooking!
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw! Uso!
Let's welcome these fools to the Uso Penitentiary.
Hey! Okay.
This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. The road to WrestleMania is getting closer and closer and closer. We're like 18 days, 19 days. We're getting there. We're close. We're really, really close.
Google Max is routing us to our final destination.
Indeed. I'm the producer, Sir Rockin. That's Lindsay Ward.
Oh, it's been a day in wrestling. Oh my goodness. And this show just was the end cap, I guess, or the finale to a day in wrestling. Rumors, innuendo, my soul were just flying everywhere. It's great. It's wonderful. But let's talk about Monday Night Raw.
As we gear up for WrestleMania, we got to get the full card, the whole, you know, the undercard, and get it prepared and things. And one of the matches that have been speculated and rumored and talked about has been Edge versus Finn Balor. Finn Balor made the challenge a couple weeks ago. Edge has not responded to Finn, but Edge is here on Monday Night Raw to call out Finn Balor and settle this thing once and for all. Finn didn't come along alone. He brought everyone with him. Edge told Balor if he wants to match at WrestleMania, he can have it, but there'd be some other things at it. Balor talked about how he gave him the Extreme Rules, and Edge's like, I'm tired of this. I came back. I made my comeback. I spent a year fighting you guys. I'm tired of it. And the year before that, I was fighting in front of a bunch of TV screens in the Thunderdome. He's old now. He doesn't have time for this shit anymore. He's gotta get moving forward, because as he's been saying, there isn't much time left in the career of the rated R superstar. Edge said, Judgment Day may be better, but they're also an emo delight. Edge said that they've left him laying every other week, and even made him say I quit and still hit Beth Phoenix with a concerto. Edge said they've made his life miserable, and the only way it can end is if it's Edge versus Finn Balor at WrestleMania inside Hell in a Cell. Balor's retort, he's been to Hell, and he was spit out because Hell couldn't handle my demon. He's the Edge at WrestleMania. Until then, well, Rhea, Dom, and Damian made their way to the ring. They attacked Edge. Yujiani, Candice, and Dexter make the save for the rated R superstar. Thoughts?
I'm going to say it. I don't know if this feud quite warrants Hell in a Cell. I get they're trying to sell it, but
when you tie all the pieces together, it makes sense. It's just a lot of pieces that were spread out over 8 months.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's where I was kind of going with this. It's like, if you look at everything they've done, yes, this feud absolutely warrants it. The problem is that this has been a very long, and I do mean long, meandering, convoluted feud. that has kind of been off again, on again, because Edge has had to go do things, people have gotten hurt, yada 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 yada. You can come up with a million excuses as to what actually happened. But, like, just for me, it's like, I just don't feel like this necessarily has the buzz right now to warrant Hell in a Cell. Like, I could see it 3 months into the feud or whatever when Edge loses Judgment Day to Balor, right? Like, that Judgment Day is like, no, we're done with you, and they kick Edge out, and then Finn Balor takes over. Like, I could totally see that, and that makes sense, because you had it, it was pretty hot during the summer. But now, it's like, okay, does this mean that it's done after this? Because no offense to Finn Balor or Damian Priest, but they've kind of taken a little bit of a backseat to Dominic and Rhea, especially to Dominic, as the gimmick he's doing is really kind of starting to take off.
Yeah.
So, Finn and Edge, in terms of the Judgment Day, is really kind of sort of an afterthought. Like, I hate saying that because I love both of them, but it's like, y'all could just have a match, and you could just...
But they've had the match, and then they went, I quit, so they gotta go somewhere.
They don't have to, but okay, I mean, I just... I don't know, to me it's just like, I mean, I'll enjoy it, it'll be good because it's Edge versus Finn, like we know that, and if Finn's hinting at dropping the demon, okay, alright, even better, but like to me it's just, it is what it is, I guess, like I have, unfortunately have no interest in it,
gonna
like zero.
Gonna answer the man's question, like comment in chat, it's gonna be weird to have Hell in a Cell match that's not a main event in my opinion. Let me introduce you to End of an Era, which was in the middle of WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
This led to Damian Priest and Dominic Mysterio taking on Johnny Gargano and Dexter Lumis. Pretty good match, which saw Damian and Dominic get the win.
I mean, that's what you should be doing. You should have Judgment Day, especially Dominic looking strong, even though they're not going to do that for Rhea, despite the fact that she's challenging Charlotte, but, you know, we're not going to go there with it. So it's good that they're having Dominic look strong. It's good that you're having Damian look strong, and you're keeping Judgment Day strong heading into WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always good to see Dexter and Johnny.
So throughout the show, Chad Gable was looking for his boy Otis. He stopped by Miz's interview when he arrived in the building, and, well, you know, that didn't go as planned, and he kept going on and on and on all night trying to find his boy Otis until he found his boy Otis with the Maximum Male Models taking photos.
I don't even know what to do with this. Jacket was nice.
Chad jumped in like, we could do this. And then, looks like Chad's going to be without his friend soon.
Makes me a little sad that they're breaking them up. Like, you can't take them both and have them be a part of it. But I guess Hunter's back to pushing Otis on his own again. I don't know. Because I can appreciate that the Gable stuff has kind of run its course. And there's not a lot left you can do with it. So I appreciate that they're moving them on. But I hope they have nice things for Chad Gable as well.
One of the other things that took place backstage was earlier in the day that Trish Stratus got jumped by Damage Control. And we were trying to get updates throughout the night. Basically, we got the update at the end where... You knocked me down, but I've been hit harder than that. So if you're going to come for me strong, and we'll see what happens.
Phrasing.
It was phrased correctly.
Phrasing.
It was phrased correctly. Or don't you worry Phrasing. About it. Don't you worry about it. We had Cody Rhodes taking on L.A. Knight. Yeah. Good match. Cody got the win. Afterwards, Cody talked about Mr. Heyman saying not to make this personal and staying out the Bloodline's business. Cody said he doesn't work for Heyman or the Bloodline, so if he wants to fight alongside Sami Zayn or Kevin Owens, well, then he can do that. He also talked about not being personal. Cody said that's a joke because it's been personal since he first appeared on the show when he was 21 years old. He said it's personal when he gets choked up every week. Cody talked about how he always wears these suits. It's not because he thinks he's somebody, but it's because he wants to be someone. Cody then talked about how he should acknowledge Roman Reigns. He goes, I acknowledge you, damn it. You need to acknowledge me. I've been undefeated since returning to WWE. He grew up thinking he was a prince in the business, but he has no crown. He waited his whole life, but then on April 2nd, he'll pin Roman Reigns and become the first member of his family to become the undisputed Universal WWE Champion.
This is a nice recovery for Cody, considering the fact that he got demolished by Roman in a promo battle.
Yeah.
Like last week. So this is a good recovery for Cody in terms of keeping him strong.
Mm-hmm.
And continuing, because they don't really have to do a lot with this feud in terms of making it worth seeing. This is something that we've all been waiting for. This is something that is anticipated. You, like I said, they don't have to do a lot, but they're just putting a little extra spice on it just to get everybody really hyped up for it, especially on the final push.
Especially on the final push. But speaking of the final push, we were talking to Mr. Paul Heyman himself, and he revealed that next week, Roman Reigns will be on Monday Night Raw. Heyman said he would give Rhodes a chance to acknowledge Roman Reigns in person next week, and Heyman said Rhodes would acknowledge his tribal chief. He said Cody would determine whether he's a challenger or a problem. If he said if he's the latter, Reigns would love to personally solve it. So there you go.
A nice little follow-up.
Austin Theory beat Angelo Dawkins. Solid match. He won with the STF. You know, taking a page out of John Cena's playbook.
We're building.
We are indeed building. There was a backstage conversation with Miz, Seth Rollins. Because Seth was being interviewed, Miz interrupted. Then Baron Corbin showed up and he tried to be, you know, I could be your co-host of WrestleMania, and then, or I could help you, and but I could help you train and all these things. When Seth was like, my baby daughter could help me punch better than you. So it was Seth Rollins and Baron Corbin, with Seth Rollins getting the win. Miz tried to interfere, and well, he was just used as leverage for the stomp.
I can't figure out what they're doing with Baron Corbin, other than just having him there to keep him relevant.
He's the biggest loser at the moment. That's what they're doing. At least he's on television.
But I don't know, man. I don't know what they're doing with him.
Bronson Reed quickly beat Elias.
Poor Elias.
No one is really walking with Elias at this point.
They're trying. He's trying, but it's just, it's a weird, weird, weird place right now for him.
Yeah. Rey Mysterio was in the ring. He thanked everyone because he is going into the WWE Hall of Fame. He called to celebrate 20 years last year, and now celebrating the biggest honor of his life. He said it's not just an award. It's made from the people who helped him during his career, made from the fans connecting with him throughout the years in this business. This award is for all of us. Dominic came out, mocked his father a little bit, and challenged him basically to a match at WrestleMania. While he did that, he also talked about how he got a new car for when he was 16 years old. All his friends got Mercedes, and all he got was a BMW. And it wasn't even an M series. Man, Dom, really showing your privilege right there. All I got was a BMW. Oh my god.
Dominic, honey, your Nepo baby is showing.
So Ray said he wouldn't fight his own son. Ray said he loved Dom and always would, and that there would be no match at WrestleMania. Dom was asking fans, is that what their Hall of Fame is all about? Dom said the only thing Ray taught him was not to be. Ray then looked back some more, and we still haven't got it yet. Ray is still not going to take the match at WrestleMania.
Okay. I appreciate it that Ray is trying to be the loving, reluctant father here, and he's like, no, this is my kid. I can't do this. But at the same time, part of me would really, really, really love for Ray to have turned around and, like, looked at Dominic and been like, you know what? Let's fucking go. Like, Dominic Mysterio has been a headache in Ray's life for months now. Months! With the whole Judgment Day thing and going after his father and, you know, Ray. Like, they set it up where Dominic ruins Thanksgiving and Christmas and Valentine's Day. Like, all the things. Like Dominic is just being a little shithead, right? And he's out here talking about how his father sent him to jail and how he's done hard time and he's done this and he's done that, you know, and like Ray's just trying to be the best. He's trying to be the good guy, loving father. I say enough. You know what? Turn around, look at your son, tell him no, we're gonna fight and I'm gonna learn ya. Like, I don't want to advocate for violence, but it's time. We're here. We've gotten to this point where it's like, no, he needs to be schooled. He's a grown man. He needs to learn. So learn him.
And maybe he will at WrestleMania. We had Bianca Belair taking on Chelsea Green. Bianca got the win. Afterwards, we had Carmella get in the ring. Asuka made the save. And then Asuka danced and swayed with the belt, taunting Bianca Belair, who started getting a little mad at what was going on.
I like how they're doing Bianca and Asuka, because the one thing with Asuka is that you can't necessarily do promo battles with her where you have the two of them square up and basically talk to each other. So I like how you're having them square up with each other, but Asuka's being Asuka. She's owning the new gimmick. She's out there swaying and dancing with the bell. And then at one point she opens her mouth and she's got the blue fluid in it and she's laughing as it's dripping down her chin and she looks all psychotic, which is great. And Bianca's just like, oh man, what the hell have I gotten myself into? First Alexa, now this bullshit, you know. Mm-hmm. that's really what she's kind of going through, and she's like, Bianca's ready, she's ready to go, she's ready for WrestleMania, so she's like, let's do this now, why not, what's stopping us, right?
Yeah. So we're on the road to WrestleMania. One of the matches that everyone's looking forward to is Brock Lesnar versus Omos. I know, internet, we're not looking forward to it, we all know what's going to happen. But when you listen to the crowd tonight, when Brock Lesnar and Omos were in the ring and the fans were in the building were chanting, holy shit, there's something there. So we had a stare down. Omos showed his hand and his fist. It was a big fist in Lesnar's face. Fans were chanting Suplex City. Brock went to do a suplex. Omos was like, haha, nope. And then cleared him almost over the top rope. And there you go. Fans want to see it.
No, the fans in the building want to see it.
And those are
you and I want to see it. Those are the fans in the building want to see it.
Those are the fans that matter, because they're the ones buying the ticket.
But I'm on the internet. I'm on Twitter. My voice matters.
Good for you. Main event of the show is Solo Sikoa versus Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens wants help from nobody. Not a man. Not a woman. Not anyone. Not Cody. Not Sammy. Nobody. And made it very clear. Told Cody to stay out of his business. They had another street fight. It ended up going through the curtain, which led the Usos to hit a double super kick. They dragged him into the ring, or back down the ring side. We hit the spike. Solo Sikoa picks up the win, as Kevin Owens is left beaten, battered, and bruised, and spitting up blood to end Monday Night Raw.
Which was nasty.
Kevin needed to get beat down, because now he knows he's gonna need help.
Yep, it's like Kevin's being Kevin, he's being defiant, it's... No, I can do this on my own. I don't need Sammy. I don't need Cody. I don't need anyone. I can do this myself. And Kevin is underestimating the capability of a united bloodline, because once again, they are united. So, and they're stronger than ever. So Kevin, thinking that he can take all three of them, was clearly a mistake. And I liked the match. I thought the match was good. I approve that Kevin fought in his jeans instead of his shorts. He dressed appropriately for the occasion. But yeah, this will hopefully begin to tease the possibility of Kevin and Sammy coming together to at least neutralize the Usos and possibly Solo Sikoa. Because I don't feel like you should involve Cody just yet in terms of wrestling a match, unless you're going to do a three-way at like Backlash. But like, let Cody concentrate on Roman and let Kevin and Sammy concentrate on Usos and Solo.
But
whole plan is to do Kevin versus Solo.
We just saw, and we'll see what happens there with Kevin and Solo, because we just saw it again. But I think at some point Cody has to be involved a little bit, because he's now attached to the Bloodline feud. So coming out of Mania, whatever it is, he needs to be attached to Kevin and Sammy in some way.
Oh yeah, no, I know, but just like kind of keep him on the edge, but don't have him like wrestling in three ways and shit like that.
Oh no.
Don't do that. Like keep Cody just kind of like right there on the sidelines for Sammy and Kevin, and then after WrestleMania you can do whatever you want, but
no, you're not going to do no six man beforehand, because that ruins the idea of putting Kevin and Sammy back together for Mania.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying let's not do that. Let's do this right and everybody wins.
Yes. But that'll do it. For us here on the Raw Post Show. Good Raw.
It was a good Raw. It was an entertaining Raw. We're on the push for WrestleMania. We're winding down. We'll see what rumors and speculation hold, because there were some rumors, like I alluded to at the top of the show, that broke. So we'll see how that goes, because we didn't see anything for a specific feud tonight, and nobody knows if it's true what's really going on with it. So I guess we'll have to see. A good show.
We will have to see. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's on 316. Wonder what we're doing.
What?
Exactly. And more. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right?
Right.
Saturday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. It's Fortnite with Friends, followed by CB Radio, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. CBRadioLive.com. Sunday, it's WTR, Sunday at Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're back next Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern. Coming soon to the networks and things. Another video game stuff. Review. Stuff. All the things coming soon, because we're waiting on it. But you should all know what's coming. Because it's coming soon. Very, very soon. Eventually. Anyway. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use Kurt Rockstock or
Linz M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward, L-E-N-S-W-E-D. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Linz Ward, where I stream Genshin Impact, and this week I might be streaming something else. So check out my Twitter and my Twitch for further announcements and details. There will also be content coming to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/@LinzWard, where I will be dropping a review this week. And no, it is not Genshin related, and no, it is not Fortnite related. It is another game. So, hint, hint, wink, wink, there is content coming. So it's youtube.com/@LinzWard, linzward.rockradioshow.com, or just look for Linz Ward on the YouTube channel for all of my YouTube content. It is there for your viewing pleasure.
This has been the Raw Pro Show, presented as, well, as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you all week long along the airwaves. The Wild Talk Radio Network.
Soon as you feel that creep, you about to get put to sleep. It's not paranoia, it's the Uso. WildTalkRadio.com.